Of good marriages. You don't know the grief, you don't know the heartache, you don't know the pain, so please don't glorify it, because I can tell you, I'm telling you to ease your mind, but to most of them here are accommodations, been agreements that they will stay together for the cause's sake. Now, do you understand what I mean?
Okay. I understand that. And then as far as the child business go, I always wanted to have children of my own, and I never did.
Well, you're often troubled by not having a child.
Stupid. It's really stupid because, well, one thing is stupid. I feel I've got, I mean, I'm telling you one thing. I'm getting older. Another thing is I don't feel my genes. You know, I'm going to look at all these points. It's just, I really couldn't. Can't stand kids that much. I like children, but I mean, to have them 24 hours, I couldn't take it.
I'm afraid, darling, that your talents are not in that area. And if you have a child, you would be mighty sorry that you had a child after all.
Yeah.
Because the child with the present level of tension that you have, and disturbance and anxiety with children, impatience, the child would be an emotionally disturbed child. I think I can talk blunt to you.
Believe that.
Why bring another emotionally disturbed one in, you know?
That's right. I don't believe in doing it. I work these things out with myself and I get over it, you know. I don't follow up on something like that.
But I think most of us, we'd have to take a sharp look at the bringing in of children as to whether it's been a blessing or not. So you're not alone in that. But if you want a child, there are, I suppose, ways to do that. Not to bring them in either. I saw a little child being advertised in Oakland, a very beautiful black child. I spoke to a couple of people about it on that, someone called me about it. The office, what's the name of that agency? I don't know. I think it was a little black child. And called, I saw it. Turn the TV on, I saw it. Saw the child. Channel 2. I got your movie. Movie had just finished. Dialing Pedology, that's it. Channel 2, and the child was part black and white. He'd been pushed from home to home to home. He had numbers like that. He was such a gentle child with showing his face. I mean, he had such potential, I thought. So someone could look at it. You have to have some living situation that meets the approval of welfare, and it's a little difficult up here to get by some of these welfare people. But anyway, if you start there, there wouldn't be too much they could do to block it, I think. They do place children on occasion with single people. They prefer not, but I think they're making a bending to do that. But I don't know if that would be your answer, child. I really don't.
I'd rather be doing other things. I wouldn't want to be tied down like that.
But someone ought to look into that child. Someone ought to look into that child, yes? I think there are years. I think wherever the agency, you can find maybe some other child someplace, but the agencies, they would be hung up on years. We'll keep that in mind. But I think that the agency would want someone younger. I'll just circulate that through and tell them to look for a little mulatto child who'd been pushed from foster home to foster home. He had curly hair and lovely olive skin. But the most difficult to place are the mixed, you see. He almost looked white in some ways, but his hair was so beautiful, you know, that you could tell his blackness more in his hair. But nobody wanted him either way. He was shoved from place to place. Before you think about having children, we ought to explore those kind of possibilities. All right, you think she's competing with you. Is there any truth to that, Mary?
Why would I compete with her?
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Separate individuals? There's no reason.
I wouldn't think so.
Having to give up her job. She wants to work back at where I'm working now, and she resented having to give up that, and then I kept mine, and she didn't really go for that.
Okay.
I said I enjoyed my job, and I would give anything for an 8-hour job where I could walk away from my responsibilities after 8 hours is over with.
And I think if you had the administration of that entire home, Judy, you'd understand what she means. You've got the budget, and you've got to maintain the books and all that. That's what she's saying. It's just simpler. It would be simpler to be back in that kind of work.
I never said anything about the nursing program to you. I don't ever remember saying anything.
You did mention it one time.
Well, even if she did want to, that isn't a resentment towards you. She is college material. She's quite an educated person who makes, she does extremely high work achievement. Level is extremely high, and she gave it up at more of a sacrifice than most young people would do, but she has proven her college ability. But she's doing it, you know. That's the point. She is doing it.
Going to college in evenings, so that is an out, I feel, for her.
Judy, it may be an out. It may be an out, but she's got all that work on her. She's not going on to college at her full capacity. It's handicapping her considerably. It's going to take her a long, long time to be able to finish at this rate. So you resented going to college? I think the resentment's on your part.
And her going to college, I just feel like she feels like she's trapped and she can't get out. And she resents me having the freedom that I have of being out, going to work, and then whatever.
Oh, you're all wet. Now will you shut your damn mouth and get over there and do work like you can?
Okay, but I don't think it's right for her to call me up at work. And then I just tell her I love her. Because it's not a place to discuss.
Well, Judy, if you didn't show up
when you
did
she
like, did she
have to call? If you didn't do the chores, I agree that people shouldn't be debating on the job. I agree, but if you go off and leave something from moodiness...
It wasn't moodiness. I had planned I had planned on doing the refrigerator and making home...
Why didn't you leave a note to make good knowing what you were going to do? Why didn't you say a word to her?
She's asleep on the floor in the living room, and I didn't know if that would disturb her, because the refrigerator's pretty close. Mary, it's not that far away.
You could have closed the door, and besides, if it would have woke me up, I'd be glad to see you doing it. You know, I don't care if I'm woken up.
I wonder why you slept in the living room when there was no one in the bedroom, that huge bedroom, but me when I came home. And the telephone, you didn't sleep by the telephone, because the telephone was in the room with me. I mean, really, you know, this is really ridiculous. I don't know.
How often did she do it?
Sometimes.
How often did she sleep on the floor?
I don't know, because I don't keep track. I mean,
what are you trying to drive at? What is her point? So what are you trying to drive at? She's sleeping on the floor. So what?
She's waiting out there to see. Check him. I don't know. I just feel like she's testing me out or something, but I didn't know why.
She got all this time to test you out? Judy, you're quite a good worker, but you are paranoid to the nutty degree, and you need to just recognize that your paranoia is way out of hand. She's got an enormous load. If you don't believe it, ask any of these that have at home to manage. It is an enormous load. She's a young woman, and it is confining, and she could be through college in a snap, but now she's got that, and she won't be able to.
Understand that.
Okay, well, then will you just get some of this in control so that we can... What about this eating too much? You going to get on that? You were square by square, five by five one time, and that, don't develop any of that patterns again. You owe it to the cause not to do that.
I did pretty good yesterday and today.
That's good. I see you're gaining. When you start gaining, you go completely out of confines. I never saw anything like you when you get on that thing.
She emptied a whole cookie jar in one night.
What's that? What's that? What did you say, Judy?
It's in a weekend.
Well, did you empty a whole cookie jar?
Yeah, but I love you guys need 20 minutes.
Oh, laughing. Laughing so they laugh. The laugh gonna hurt?
Something.
You know, he's not been brought up here, but in years.
Pattern of life, it's a cycle, and I'm not complaining about being brought up in here. It's just
that. Like, this is another thing that happened. If it's unpleasant enough, it may affect you not to eat. The only way you can shock people out of eating habits, usually some electroshock or something unpleasant. You got to just you're self-conditioning by saying it looks like shit, or mix something with it. If you have some food that bothers you, mix something bad tasting with it, and you have to cure yourself only by that kind of reaction. Some of these people are laughing just rather than to make you feel bad. They're not laughing at you. They're laughing just to relax. What?
I'm just like an alcoholic. And I'm trying to...
I think the eating habit in some ways is worse. To fill up. It's a terrible thing. We sympathize with him, but you can't do that. You can get some melon on hand. You can get celery on hand. You can get various things like that, so that you can, if this compulsion hits you, that you can't handle it yourself, maybe you can work it out with some counseling. The point is, I hate for you to give up and go back. And you could be so much help. You keep things clean around here. If you do a little bit of that there and help in that area to keep that place beautified, you could help our cause far more than you could imagine, Judy. Because it's one point we haven't had enough time to get it up to par. You want to help the cause, don't you?
Yes, and I offered to do the washing and ironing, and whenever I start doing something regularly, then she starts doing it, and then I get, you know, I have to look for, I know there's plenty of work to do, but I mean, I just feel like she's taking too much away from me, and it's not, and then, I don't know, I just, you know, I mean, I enjoy doing that. It's a,
like
several
hours.
The
washing?
Washing and 40.
Well, why don't she let you do the washing? Why don't you let her do the washing?
She's got regular chores, and the washing I usually do during the daytime when she's not home, you know, to get it out of the way. I can't save it for nighttime. I got to do it right away when it gets off the beds and off the people.
Yeah, that's right. She'd have to.
I can't let it sit around.
She couldn't let urine. She couldn't let bed things stay around, Judy.
I mean, like, I could do it when I come home at night. I water the lawn. The garden. It takes about 3 hours. Done it almost every night. I'm not saying that I'm hurt.
She couldn't in the summer keep all those keep all that clothing waiting around there till you got home at night. Yes.
I help Mary with the wash in the daytime.
Yes.
As Mary changed the beds and bathed the patients, then I put the clothes in the washer.
That's the way it should be.
And then I fold the clothing, and if there's anything left, usually we leave for Judy to put the clothing away, put them up in the proper places, but I know that Judy works 8 hours a day, and so I try to take on a lot to save Judy from doing too much at night, so she can get some rest.
You must, and that's good of you, because Judy's never been lazy, but you also must not take on things recognizing your own limitation of years. Well, I don't know what can be done about the washing. I don't see that they can let that washing wait till the evening time.
I know now she tells me certain jobs to do. I would like to pick my days to do, like I'm doing the refrigerator and the stove twice a week.
Participate in this, or you're going to get more counseling. We do this day after day, night after night, every night in Los Angeles, all day Saturday night. So now participate in this. Everyone needs to know a little bit about the problems. Then it'll help you to understand what it means to run a church. You'll have more empathy for other counselors. Go ahead.
I've been refrigerators and stoves. I was trying to keep them clean at least twice a week. You know, just checking on them. Make sure they was in good condition. Mm-hmm. Except the one refrigerator in the bedroom in our house. And then she sets up the schedule. She wants, like, she wants me to clean it on one day, the refrigerators. Then, you know, and I mean, I felt I did better doing things on my routine. And then...
I go shopping on Thursday, so I need it clean. I want it clean before I
clean it on either Sunday, or if I'm up there at the weekend, or Monday and Thursday.
Judy, I think the household has got to decide how things are done. And
yeah, we always have to. We have to run things according to standards that are set in such nursing homes, and you can't let things go until the person's ready to do cleaning work. So you ought to be glad to just do things, and there ought to be some extra time to clean floors and polish and do something like that to help beautify that place.
I think that we'll help set up a schedule, and it will be abided by for what is set up, because that's what we all have to do. We can't pick and choose what we want to do. We have to do what is necessary to do. So we will go over it, taking into consideration everybody's needs. But you're going to have to understand that you have to do what is necessary to be done with what is there to be done. And we'll get together on that. Okay, thank you.
Will you be able to accommodate with this?
Yeah, I'll try.
I will.
You try? Now, Rick, you're too, that's the fightiness about moodiness and nervousness. You ought to do it with a little more patience, a little bit more accommodation sound in your voice. Sound like snippy.
The council works out, you know, abide by the rules on this, because that way then it applies to the whole household, and there's no question. You know.
Mm-hmm. All right, then council, take up the matter with all of them there. That's the best thing to do, the entire staff. Financial room, I want to hear from. Okay, it's the first of the month, and something is amuck. Something is wrong. Is anybody here that has anything that you have not turned in way of commitment or pledge? Offer that is. Well, get up and say, I really got $5 because I didn't have $5 on $20 or $15 or $15 the last month that I should have given, and I'm going to do it now. Shit, just give it, you know. Just don't go through all that. Just don't take all the time. Some of you, you take all so long to get around to $5. Just say, I got $5. On a pledge. You'll say, I have $5 on a pledge I made last month at 7 o'clock at night when your ass was tired. Just say, I have $5 on a pledge. You think that's silly, but you listen to some of this. You take these offerings and listen to some of this, and that's just exactly where it comes. I made a $5 pledge, and I made one on the 3rd, and I made one on the 7th, and I'm paying $5 on the one I made on the 3rd, and I'll pay you $10 on the one I made by the 7th if I don't have $15 to pay the old man. That's where it comes out, and nobody understands what you're talking about. And how many have heard something about that silly come over off the floor? Time and again. I don't want to hear that, because you tell me 5 on the 3rd and 10 on the 7th, the time to get through all that, nobody knows what you're talking about. Just write. If you can't write, we understand. Some of the most brilliant people, one of the ushers, they'll write it down for you. They'll be glad to do that. Then I'll read it all. I read them, every blessed one, anyway. So why do I want to hear it twice? Because I know it's important that you let me know, and that you know that I know. Well, I will certainly say something to you if I'm questioning what you're doing. Anyone else that has anything to give? But there's no food confirming what I said, that all the grain had been used up. That Senator Humphrey, is it? Yeah. Governor? I can't read it. Anyways, several people here have confirmed that they're all out of food. 20. I spoke it with the truth, nonetheless. Please don't, in the future, give me such explanations. You that are faithful. We have to put up with it. The people who don't come to Wednesday, who are not really of the household of the faith, or don't come to Sunday's special meetings, we understand that from them. But if you will help me by not going into these elaborate explanations, and some of you are sitting right here that did it, so you know who you are, just say quickly, I'm paying $5 on a pledge or something, because if you write it out, I'll see it anyway. All I'm interested in at the moment is to count the money. You see? And you can put all you want to in writing, I'll read it every bit. 5. How many will by the fact, and I hope everybody in security hears this, is you got people sitting up in a tower, women in a tower, older men in a tower, and no means of transmitting to the front part of this office. It's been broke for days. Don't impress me by closing these curtains. If you were really concerned about the body, you would put the fulcrum point, you'd have got shade. You'd have had it over here, up. Doesn't take very much to get it dirt off, but don't impress me by cutting off my air, my people. That's who you be. There I sit. I want air in here. And all you have to do is get a little cheap shade and put up there, but you don't think of that, so don't impress me by not leaving the windows open. I hope I make myself very clear. And I am chagrined and disturbed and upset that we would put somebody in a tower. Why are they up in the tower for? What if somebody come up there with a force of people? What could we do? They have no weapon. They have no means of communicating to the front. What could we do? Just sit there and scream. Oh, God, I'll tell you, you better get sophisticated. I was talking to the chief of police today about different methods, and we got some of the detectives there letting us know sophisticated ways they've got of getting in. And we're trying to do as much as we can about it, but at least we could get the things that we have to work. Who's going to see that that transmitter, whatever the hell it was for out there, is going to get fixed? Okay, Joe. You taking notes down here? I'm going to get mighty pissed now, folks. I'm going to get mighty pissed. I have said, now, where is the person who's taking notes? Well, then, let me know. Let me know who it is, so I don't have to see through a wall. You all give the impression, somehow, that I'm God. You just nod at me, and I'm not even thinking anymore. She's not writing. So she's writing, and I see through the wall. I have to see through her to know she's writing. Tell me who's writing. Who else will sacrifice to? The sister Conway had given $500 to the church to help us a week before, and she had to go to Oklahoma because her relatives were dying. One died, the other was dying. And we raised 300 there. You thought no one had any money at all, but 50 of us, or 60 of us, got 300 together. So please, if you care now, give two. By the way, I want a more itemized budget in dollars and years. They don't consistently tell me whether it's dollars or Guyanese. And it makes a lot of difference. One time it's just a dollar sign. I don't know whether they're talking about dollars or Guyanese. I have to worry about every expense that goes out of here, and then the expense of raising it's something else. Appreciate your brother coming up tonight and said, well, I've got to go down to Los Angeles, one of the workers, to straighten out matters on this trip. And I said, can't we get somebody to do it down there without paying the fare? We did an airplane trip down there, an airplane back. And I just can't keep up with it these days. It's just so much going out that no matter how what I raise, it just seems it goes out fast as I can raise it. And it's not for foolishness. And I appreciate that Brother Carter, who's the one tonight, said, well, I won't do it. I'll try to find some other way, maybe more hours of work. Because people won't follow through down there. And that's the truth. Some of we got the best of Los Angeles, except a few little steady ones that stay down. The best of Los Angeles moved up here. We've got a lot of followers down in Los Angeles, but very few workers, unfortunately. Anybody else going to give two to help us out? We're far short of what we need. Shades down, electronic equipment bought that won't work, and I've been wanting, it goes on for days. It goes on for days and doesn't work. Looks like somebody making enough noise about that. One or two people can't get everything done about this. How many have been using that tower since that thing hasn't worked? Didn't you ever think about it? What good would it do to be up there? I think a thing like that goes more than one service, it'll be brought up publicly if it isn't something done about it. What's that? He says, the argument says that they weren't working when she used them either. Well, security meeting, Jim, in security meeting, you can resolve this, will you, people? Two. The last
time for...
Pretty good for 86. You haven't even got a corn on your foot. We would like to thank Justine Anderson and her husband Arnold Anderson for a faithful and consistent being on their security post every weekend night from 12 to 3. They have not missed one night and surely deserve praise. Are they present? Yes, back there. Look down back there. Stand up to keep standing until they see you. Keep standing. They have not missed one night and surely deserve praise for carrying such a heavy responsibility with many other duties. We do thank you. Jeffrey Lynchner of San Francisco deserves praise. Present, if they're present, please stand automatically and see that it is mentioned again. For consistently volunteering her time to help the church projects whenever needed, she's always in good spirits and is a good help. She volunteers time at Marie Sadler's rest home, helps Sammy Jones at her project, with her projects, and will soon be helping Ruby Carroll at her shop that's being set up for the benefit of the cause. I'll see if that's read again. The Shuler have been praised that their home is always open. I don't seem to find it, but that their home is open and they're always so helpful to people when they come and have needs, and they're always friendly to receive people. We're very appreciative of that. The Children's Home wants to thank all Church Youth, the junior high school members who came out and helped weed our gardens. Thank you for your hard work and cooperative spirit. We welcome and appreciate your help anytime. How many went out to help with the Children's Home? How many in here helped? Stand up, please, as is always the function. Stand up. How many helped? I saw a young woman back there that held her hand up. I said, stand up. I demand cooperation even for praise. Your humility is admired, but I've got to have cooperation. Is she the only one to help? Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Share their home in San Francisco with others. To walk in your home is a pleasure because your teachings and sharing joyfully is felt the minute your unselfish vibrations confront you. The children and teenagers who live there feel free because they are in the home of two people, black and white, married, who live your teachings as opposed to talk. We do commend you for that. Good to see Stephen Jones helping to clean the San Francisco temple on Sunday morning early. He demonstrates your teachings of equality and should be commended. There is that telling. Keep these, what I believe. Did you hear what I said about the biologicals, the chemicals that now can be given based on the proteins that are in our black and Indian nation and would kill off just the blacks and the Indians? This was being discussed extensively in the paper today. It was referred to, or this week, in the Chronicle. Did you hear what I said? Now, everyone should be working hard for the promised land. That's madness, folks. You don't know what they're cooking up, and if they admit that much to you, you can bet it's a lot more. How many turned in their voting slip today? How many could have voted and did not? How was it too late? What do you mean too late? Huh? I instructed the secretaries to see that this was done. I'm not talking about registration. I called especially the day of voting and said I want to see that we have it coordinated to get everybody in here. The whole household didn't get to vote? Who did not vote? What'd you say, Jewel? What's that? You weren't registered? Well, get registered. When will you be able to register? Next week. How many did not vote? How many? Do due to registration. If it was not registration, you don't need to hold your hand up again. How many could have voted and did not vote? That means you'll have to register again. Why, Chris, did you not vote?
We're depending on Jane Mushman's car to come back so that we could leave again for the Valley to vote. And when I got home, her car wasn't there. And I waited for a while for Kathy Grumman to come back and then for the car. Finally, the car got back, but it was broken down. So we couldn't take that. And it was getting, you see, all the cars in the dormitories were busted down also. And
every car in San Francisco busted down?
Every car in our dormitories.
Is every car in San Francisco busted down?
I could have made more of an effort to get a hold of other cars, which I didn't do. Mainly, you know, San Francisco. Mainly, though, I waited until the last moment, you know, before I really took the time to find another car. That's how come we didn't get them.
Those votes were mighty important. If we hadn't had the right to thing happen that I projected Sunday night here that we do, we'd be in real trouble.
Why? Now,
by the way, you don't tell anyone how you voted when you go out here, you understand? Fortunately, one went just exactly like I said it would go. You went and did it, and some of you griped about doing it, but it worked out.
I think those that you were clear in San Francisco should have obtained absentee ballots being in school rather than trying to spend money on gas to come all the way up here.
It's very easy to get an absentee ballot. Next time, let's do that, hey? You know, Agnes, who is from Africa, who's been used to being waited on, been a tribal chief's daughter, she's studying to be a nurse, and she studies 10 to 11 hours a day. She's done many math problems that weren't assigned just for practice, and asked the teachers if she would do special projects for extra credit. English is a foreign language to her, but in spite of this, her grades are very good grades, very high grades. Agnes used to have servants, so at first she didn't want to do chores. When she heard about how servants in America are cheated and mistreated, she changed overnight to do her chores promptly and willingly. She even reminds me about mine, and that's growth. I mentioned that Sunday night. I think it's good to mention it again. Is Agnes here tonight? Oh, yes, this is exam week. You know, the chief, we're sponsoring this young lady from Africa here. And we're glad. She was spoiled rotten when she came to this society, as they are often who are of the privileged class back in Africa. But she's gotten a hold of it, they say, and had so many fears, too. They were afraid, and she was afraid of everything because she hadn't been in contact with life, and so she's made real growth. And we can't get some of our folks to do 10 or 11 hours of anything in a day, much less her studies alone 10 to 11 hours a day. And we all knew we were servants when we started. Didn't we, honey? Carolyn Coleman should be praised for being the only one quiet on Bus 8 coming back from L.A. She was the only one out of 50 people. Violet Jones says this. What do you mean, only one out of 50 people? Ought to stop that bus. Where's Carolyn Coleman? She here? Let's study this. Violet Jones? Let's study this. What do you mean you've got 50 people getting carried on and only one person quiet? Hostesses are supposed to do something about that. If you can't do it, get a hold of the next bus. Get a hold of the lead bus. We'll stop. We don't go all the way back with 50 people carrying on. That's anarchy. That's revolution. Without a cause. People trying to get home and rest that night. And only one person true. I'm appreciative of her being true to the principle. But I'm sorry to hear that. Who's the driver of this bus?
You mean the teenagers, not the adults.
Okay, well then, what are the teenagers, darling? They should have been brought to tow. You should have brought them to tow, Melvin.
What I did was, the hostesses and the grown-ups tried to quiet them down, and they were getting a bunch of feedback, so I told them that if they didn't straighten out, that I would contact the head bus and we have to go off the road and deal with it, you know, if I just couldn't get no consideration, you know. So it did quieten down some, but that was one or two people who were just totally rebellious and didn't want to give in whatsoever, and they didn't want to get back in their seat. They wanted to braid somebody's hair, and you know, you just...
I say silence, and I mean silence, and if you can't get it, we stop the bus, we call the lead bus, we pull it to halt, and we'll get silence, and we have to knock some heads. Gail Simington. Due to mismanagement of the council, we apologized to you earlier, but we want to finish this because you were put in a bad spot by being brought up, so we want to finish the, correcting this. Alice, one of our counselors and a very good worker in this church, would like to bring Gail up publicly for bringing three girlfriends on Friday when she was told not to, explicitly told not to. Alice left a message that she could not have the girls over, but she tried to get Shirley to bring these girls home. Shirley refused because of what Alice had instructed. Gail got Edith Bogue to bring her and three girlfriends to the house anyway. Alice feels that what she did was rude, uncalled for, and insulting, and feels that all should be brought on the floor for this. Who's rude, insulting? You mean she or the other parties involved? You mean Edith Bogue too? Did they girls know?
No, they didn't know. It's all my fault, everything.
Did they all know?
No, they didn't know.
They didn't know. What's that? Thank you, darling. Thank you.
I feel they did too because...
She said they all knew. She said they all knew.
In the weekend meeting, they all were pretty snotty too. Me.
The what?
In the weekend meeting, when they got to the city, they were pretty. Their attitudes were pretty nasty, and I couldn't figure out why until I talked to Claudia and Charlotte what had happened.
At the church, and they got in my car, and Gail said that she would spend the night down at the law office with them because it was supposed to be a party.
Well, it's going to be a nice party out here. There's going to be a party from 6 to 8 tomorrow night at the Gardens for you darlings. And there's going to be a party started Monday that you're going to be here. There's going to be a party cleaning up buses. We're calling a party. And it's 8 o'clock Monday morning, and we'll just easily dispose of that case. And that goes on for at least, this is not an offense serious as some, but it's serious when you call into a business. She could lose her license for such actions as this. So you've got 1 month of this. Case is judged and juried and closed and finished and shit on, all one blow. Don't have to hear any excuses. Got all their names, go over there, secretary, and get their names down, and they sign on the dotted line. They'll be in the garden tomorrow at 6, won't we? If we won't, then we should, because it'll be worse the next time. Taking advantage of people like this, she has to work her bottom off. She's one of the best workers in this place. Don't do that no more, Gail. And all the rest of you acting like you didn't know what it was about. Why'd you say they didn't know about it? Well, how did you know that they knew? Yes, yes. She said you don't, and you said you did, and I think you had some basis for saying that.
When Glenda and those guys came home from school, they were talking about it, and we were all going to go over there, but Mom said that we couldn't. And then I came down here, and I don't know what happened after that. But everybody knew about it in our household, and we were all told not to go by Mother.
Yeah, well, you see, what do you got to say for that? Well, you should have heard what she said because you accused her of being a liar. She said that everybody in that household over there knew, and her mother said for you not to go. She didn't go, the rest of you went. That's what she said. Yes.
Gail told me that Alice said it was okay for me to come over, but then she let Lillian and Dorothy come over too. She told me that Allison was okay for me.
I not found you on the wrong side of trouble too often, but you shouldn't take that from a child. You've told here, it's been public knowledge, and I know that means that you've been here, that if you are invited, be sure it's cleared with the parents. That's a rule here. Isn't that right?
Right.
He said, right, whatever. He wants us to go home, right? What's that?
I said I was in council the night before. I've been keeping her down.
What?
I was told to let her go. You know, start letting her go out.
You were told to let her go where?
Start letting her go, you know.
Velma, that's
true. You weren't told specifically to send her to Alice's. You stand up until we finish, darling.
Just to let her go, you know, different places.
People don't know anything about respect. You know, you give a honky judge more respect than you give your own leader to die for you. You people won't come up. You have to be coaxed. You sit down. And you're not, it's not just you. It's just been a general thing, but I'm going to refer to it. We just won't stand up. We should stand up until we're dismissed. Because it's not, you're not giving me any special attention. You're giving order to this house. And the government can't survive unless it has some order and respect.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's good. Now, you weren't told specifically to send your child to Alice's over the next night.
No, not to her house.
All right, well, still, then it should be your duty to clear with the parent that it is a mutual thing. The parents to clear with the parent, because we had some of that. My children in my home, a lot of them do it that way. It's supposed to be clear. So, by the way, Christine, when it's all right for you, for one of my children to be in your home, please let me know in writing, will you? I know you're busy and we can't always see, but let me know if, because I do not wish to be sending children someplace or having children coming in unless it's okay on the other end. It's too tough. CJ and Cleve Davis are organizing the donations of furniture, china, and appliances. CJ is keeping very accurate records and packing them neatly in temporary storage. He's doing a very responsible and careful job. Thank you. Is he here? Is he here? Did Cleve Davis hear it? I don't see them. What? What is it? Did Cleve Davis hear what I said?
Cleve, right there.
Did you hear what I said? CJ and Cleve Davis are organizing the donations of furniture, china, and appliances. CJ is keeping very accurate records and packing them neatly in temporary storage. He is doing a very responsible, they're doing a very responsible and careful job. So you tell CJ to, will you? Maybe you should take this. No more bad talk to Mother Lacey. I've got more criticism up here of the way Mother Lacey's being treated. And you children better get on the ball. Just work it in the garden. I want no back talk to her. Is it understood? That's taken care of. That's taken care of. Dear Council, something by Georgie. Today at school, Tommy Kai said that he wished that he was the only church member in the school, and I said, why? He said, because I hate church members. Well, Tommy Council. Give him counsel. It's more complicated than meets the public demand. I'm trying to clean up some business tonight. You know, we won't have another one of these for a little while, hopefully that way. The incident that happened about 4 months, summary, 4 months in L.A., Wayne Pikes was playing karate in front of small children. Andrea Martin told him to stop. He stopped it after 10 minutes, started again. He was told to stop again, and when she was bending over a suitcase, Wayne kicked her in the lower part of her spine. She has had pain, and the doctor now has to put her in traction 3 times a week. Where is Wayne Pikes? In traction, man. What the hell are you doing? You know we're taught not to do karate.
Do a karate. Oh, somebody.
Well, let's get down to the last part of it. Did you kick your sister in the spine?
Yeah.
She's going to a doctor now, a specialist, and has to have it. Has to be in traction 3 times a week with all of our enemies, and you put a hand to one of our sisters. You know that's one of the strongest rules in this assembly. You don't touch a comrade. You don't touch.
No good.
You get our wrath clear to the bone. We've got enough people beating on us outside. We do not touch one another.
To do so is the worst sin in this house. You get your, who's the responsible parent? Come up here and sign. You're going to get yours. You're going to get some on your bottom side. Plus some other things. Can you report, what is it? Had to stop him, Bates? Mother Bates had to stop you in a fight, church Sunday? Well, she saw you. You sign this this release. You're going to get to his bottom side, gingered.
Wayne has also been kicked out of the Redwood Valley School and cannot return there. And the people that he's living with want to move to the Valley, but they have to wait now until summer because they can't move because they can't transport Wayne back to Connecticut back and forth.
He's kicked out of the Redwood Valley School. Wouldn't it be for you people that this ought to have been a public matter before now.
Already
kicked out. That was made public on the floor.
Yeah.
You just do keep on trying this, don't you?
I didn't kick on purpose, it was accidental. I whacked somebody.
Let me tell you, man. Let me tell you, man. Don't give me no shit. Don't you give me no shit. It's no accident when you kick somebody in the spine. You put somebody in traction. You had to kick hard. You don't just, it wasn't just an ordinary kick, and it wasn't an accident. You can say you didn't mean to hurt her, but don't tell me it's an accident. An accident means that you do something that you couldn't avoid. You had to lift your damn foot to kick her.